please make sure to listen all the way until the end of credits. More than ever, you truly do not want to miss anything in this episode.
Previously on Slam, we learned the true identity of you-know-who as Kylie, and learned what happened to make Kylie leave 8-Town. Bo drunk called Kylie and invited her to attend the open mic night. With encouragement from Kylie, Ella was able to perform her poem successfully. For the closing act of the show, Bo invited his old band Hazard Lights to perform. But just as he took the stage to perform his poem, he got a call that Hazard Lights isn't coming. And the whole audience heard it. Now ain't that funny? And that's where we left off.
S-L-A-M. Slamming down some poetry.
S-L-A-M.
This is a radio dramedy.
S-L-A-M.
We're here with friends, now ain't that funny?
S-L-A-M.
Now just sit back, enjoy the show.
That was a funny prank call, huh? please stay in your seats and remain calm as we try to figure this out. We'll be back. Just a minute.
Is this guy serious?
What? We came out here for Hazard Lights, and now they're not even coming? Are you kidding me?
Let's get out of here.
Guys, hold on a second. Don't leave me. Please, stay. It's only 9:36. The party's just beginning.
This place is boring.
What if I said unlimited photo strips from our photo booth?
Lame.
Okay. How about I auction off my perfect replica of the emerald ring from Crazy Rich Asians, huh? Auctions are very riveting.
Mom, can we go to the arcade?
Okay. How about this? Free drinks for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes. Guys, you know I just ran out of money.
Free drinks for the rest of the night. Throw those drink tickets away and unlimited for everyone. Let's do a competition. Whoever downs the most Sleepless in Seattle shots wins. More shots. Woo!
Bo? Is Hazard Lights really not coming? Maybe that really was a prank call.
I don't think so. You heard Dan. He was hammered.
Oh, shards! Once those free drinks run out, everyone's gonna leave. And once everyone leaves, I'm gonna be all alone on Valentine's Day. Oh gosh, the night has been ruined! Ruined! Ugh! I'm a failure!
Is he gonna be okay?
Should we go after him?
Don't even try. Nothing you say will get to him. When he's in one of his episodes, everything's in one ear and not the other. The last time this happened was after he watched the New Girl finale. He didn't stop crying for like 2 hours straight.
Bo, the night's not over. I mean, you could still try and perform your poem.
After being embarrassed out there like that, no thanks.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Wait. So we're just giving up here? What happened to the show must go on?
I mean, the crowd looks like they're enjoying the free drinks.
Silver, your brothers want to talk to you.
Mom, I'm coming. I'll catch you guys later.
Wait, Zink, where are you going?
Oh, my parents are picking me up. I told them the show's over.
You can't just leave.
I'll see you tomorrow in class.
I think this is the end, Quinn. But thank you for your performance and for making this night great. You were fantastic. See you next week.
So, that's it?
Hey, don't look at me.
Seriously, we're done? Finished? Elphine, what about the after party? What happened to going out with a bang? We've got to fix this for Dean. He's devastated.
Okay, fix this how?
Zink, he's been working on that annoying song for the whole semester.
This is pretty catchy.
He can perform it. No, wait. We can perform it.
If you haven't noticed, we don't have a band.
Yeah, we do. Summer said you used to play for Hazard Lights, and I did a little digging. Isn't this you?
How did you... I thought those videos were long gone.
The internet never dies, baby. You're incredible.
Oh,
God. Look, Zink has his guitar, and all we need is a sick beat.
First of all, we don't have a drum set. And second of all, there's no way on earth I'm going back out there on that stage again. Hazard Lice just made a fool of me. I've been publicly humiliated.
So you're just gonna hide backstage forever? Like a coward?
Coward is a really strong word, first of all, but—
Woman up, Bo! Look, I'm gonna round up the team, and by the time we get back here, you better have your shit together.
We don't even have a drum set.
Figure it out.
Bo, psst. Bo, am I allowed to be back here? Do I need a backstage pass or something?
John Pellegrino? Oh, wow. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Of course. Here at Technofruits, we're a family.
Uh-huh.
And even though you lied to your wife and daughter that you're holding my position as a manager, I've forgiven you. Because you're a very hardworking employee.
Very kind of you to say that.
So, you should know. Can you keep a secret?
Sorry.
Bosses want to move you up the ladder.
What?
They want you to work as a commercial development manager. Still under me, of course. But with a significant paycheck bonus, huh? Now, this is all very hush-hush. But I thought that would give you a good bit of news to tell the wife, you know. They really want you, man. You're growing into your big boy pants.
Oh, wow. Yes. Thanks so much, John, thank you.
I'll see you around, okay? Congratulations on a cool show. And have a very good night. Oh, sorry. I have force of habit. See you, man.
Bo? The drunk caller, Bo.
Yeah, so you're Kylie? Nice to meet you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming. Can't believe you made it.
Have you seen Elle?
Kylie!
Speak of the devil!
You two know each other? Wait a minute. Were you the one who—
I may have dialed Kylie on New Year's Eve, yeah.
Bo! Thank you.
Anytime. I'm gonna go grab my stuff and say hi to the family.
What an interesting man.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. So, Kylie, how does it feel to be back?
It feels good. It's good to be home.
And how's New York? What are you up to now? Are you still with Cloud Consult?
New York's great. Cloud Consult was fun, but it wasn't really my vibe, so I pivoted. I decided I wanted to try my hand at journalism, so now I'm on the New York Times political desk.
Whoa, that's incredible.
I mean, I still do coffee runs and stuff, so don't get too excited, but it's a start. Yeah.
Look at you, small town girl killing it in the Big Apple. I mean, what a dream.
Thanks. I read all your poems, you know, on your website. The New York Poetry Clubs, they would eat you right up.
That's terrifying.
No, I mean, they'd love you. I don't know if you're on Twitter, but some of your poetry on the Slam website, they're making the rounds. See?
Whoa. That's a lot of likes.
Look, Elle, I've been thinking we could be roommates in New York.
I could never make it in New York. I mean, I feel like I'd get lost so easily.
I could show you around. Come on, Elle, don't tell me you're scared of New York.
I'm not scared. It's just that I know what my life looks like here, you know?
Perhaps everything that frightens us is, in its deepest essence, something helpless that wants our love.
Rilke.
New York needs your love, Elle.
But what about Slam?
Who was that girl Summer was talking to during intermission? The one wearing a Maya Angelou shirt? Wearing the exact same friendship bracelet as Summer?
That's Evie. They're like poetry buddies.
Do they remind you of anyone?
Maybe.
Summer. Hey, Mom. So, what'd you think of my poem? It was definitely different. Different good? Or different bad? It was just different. Look, I love those pageants. I thought you did too. I just wish you would have told me earlier you didn't like them. I still think you could take home first place in a heartbeat. But
If that's not where your heart's at, that's okay with me.
Thanks, Mom.
But Summer, you can't wear your brother's clothes.
Oh, I was hoping that I could.
They're too big for you. Let's go shopping tomorrow. How about that?
That sounds wonderful.
Summer, hey! Oh my god, you were amazing!
Your dad freaking killed it!
Yeah, that was so random. Does he, like, do that often? You know, beatbox?
You should ask him yourself. I think I saw him go off to the storage room around the corner.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Thanks, Summer. Dad?
Evie.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You improvised a drum set.
Oh, yeah, you know, just some empty paint cans and buckets I found in the storage room. Just, fooling around.
Okay, well, everyone's looking for you out there, you know?
They're never gonna let go of the hazard lights thing, are they?
No, not about that. About your beatboxing. I didn't even know you could do that.
Oh, well, it's definitely been a while. I thought it'd be embarrassing or cringy, you know?
Well, the audience thinks it was cool. I think it's cool. Speaking of cool, Rock and Roulette is helping my school put on this talent show at the end of March. Actually, I don't know why I said it was cool. It was probably gonna be super lame because the kids at school are super lame, but I mean, I think I'm gonna perform or something, I think.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, and if you wanna come, you can come. But you're probably gonna be super busy with your new job, so actually, never mind.
Busy?
Your manager was talking to some people about you. I think his name was John. Some type of seltzer?
Pellegrino, right.
Yeah. Congrats, Dad.
Whoa, wait. Nothing's set in stone yet. I still have to talk to your mother and you about it.
No, it's fine, Dad. Really. It's fine.
Well, I'm still definitely coming to your show.
Actually, maybe you shouldn't. Because Hazard Lights is headlining, and God, Dan is such a douche.
Oh, they're all douches. Douches? Is that the plural? Douches?
Weren't you their drummer?
Yeah, but then I quit because they were irresponsible liars and cheats and hypocrites, and I could not stand to be around them, and... That's me, isn't it?
I mean, do you want me to be honest, or...?
Yes. No. No, wait. Yes, whatever.
Well, you sometimes act like a douche. Like, when you're late to our movie nights because of some networking thing, or when you're on a conference call at dinner, or when you lied about your promotion and straight up moved away from me and Mom.
Yes, I know. Again, I'm sorry about that.
But I know you mean well. That you wanted to just do what was best for me and Mom, and I guess I really haven't been that great to you either, and I'm...
Evie, I...
Oh god, there you are, Beau. Oh good, you got the drums together. Noise.
Elle, Summer? I thought you guys left.
Well, Quinn straight up pulled me here.
Quinn is very persuasive.
Okay, the team's all here. Except Zink. Look, I'll go find him. Can you guys set up that drum set on stage?
Are we really doing this? Oh, this is going to be so fun. I'm so excited.
You sure about this, Quinn?
I'm sure. Now go! Zink! There you are.
Oh, hey. Did I forget something? My parents are still on the way.
We need you to perform your song.
Oh, absolutely not.
Zink, this is your chance. You're a crazy talented singer, and the crowd's itching for live music, and the team's waiting for you inside.
My song sucks, Quinn. Thanks for believing in me. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
You can't do it, or you don't want to do it.
Kylie? Oh, get away from my Zink, you manipulative, cruel-hearted—
Look, that night, I said some horrible things. I didn't mean any of it.
Do you know how hard it was for us after you left? We were in shambles. Shambles, Kylie.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Quinn, Zink, you're both talented. And you're both poets, and you should share that with the world. Zink, do not throw away your shot.
So you agree?
What?
You don't think Hamilton's overrated?
I didn't say that exactly.
But?
Okay, Hamilton deserves like 70% of the hype.
Did I hear that right? Did anybody hear that? I'm gonna need that on paper.
Don't push your luck.
So, will you do it?
Quinn, what if I mess up again? What if I get to this stage and I just can't do it?
Okay, here's what works for me when I get nervous at games. Picture everyone.
Naked? No.
That'd be way too distracting and hot. I was gonna say, I picture everyone as the three-eyed green alien from Toy Story. You know, the ones that go, the claw.
The claw.
It's because they don't judge you for anything. In fact, they're like your biggest fan.
Ugh. Ah. Sing.
Okay, I'll do it. All right. Okay, let's go. I'll do it.
Let's go.
Hey, guys. Have you seen Lil' Tommy? He's Beau's nephew, this 10-year-old kid. He was wearing a bright pink fedora. I can't find him inside.
That kid? He's in the back alley.
Oh, thank God.
One, two, three, four. I declare a fum war. Go, righty. You take him, lefty. Aw, man. I beat myself. Woo! Hey, mister. Are you okay?
Oh. Hello. Thought I was alone. Hey, it's our out-of-towner. Tommy, right?
Lil Tommy. Why are you crying?
Well, Lil Tommy, when you have a crazy dream and passion project for the last 10 years, and it's finally time to see all of it come to life like the epic Super Trooper dance scene in Mamma Mia, when it doesn't play out the way you'd expect it, like in the season finale of How I Met Your Mother, well, you're gonna feel a little disappointed. Crushed. Like a walnut. Is that a thing? Crushing walnuts?
I don't know, but I had a lot of fun.
Oh. Well, good. I'm glad.
And people are still having a lot of fun. Mister, did you know that I'm an artist? Well, sometimes I color in the numbers wrong or connect the dots wrong. But Rose and Atlas just tell me, because I make a few mistakes, doesn't mean the whole thing is ruined. Sometimes it makes it even prettier.
Are Rose and Atlas your invisible friends?
No, they're my parents.
Well, Tommy!
Hi, Auntie Amber.
There you are. You can't just run out on me like that, okay?
Hi. Nice to meet you. Sorry about little Tommy. Great show tonight.
Are you Beau's wife?
Yeah. I'm Amber. It's nice to meet you.
I've heard many great things about you.
You have?
Well, maybe heard's not the right word. I've read a lot about you. See, Beau's been working on this poem for you guys all semester, and he does a really poor job of throwing away his drafts. Usually I come back from lunch and find my desk a mess after Slam's in there. But I don't mind. They're all great people.
Yeah, they are. Are you coming in?
Nah, I think I'll wait the rest of the night out here.
But they're about to perform.
Perform?
Hey everyone, Beau here. Today's been one heck of a night. I hope you each found something to take home from one of our poems. And that you're all enjoying Ain't Love Funny signature drinks. To wrap us up, we're going to perform a real original by Zinc over here.
Hi guys.
But before that, I just want to say, when I first joined this group, I didn't understand what the big deal was about poetry. But after this semester and after tonight, I think I get it. I really do. So here's to you all. To Dean, I mean Stuart, and his dreams, and Slam.
One, two, three. Home will never be where we'll go. It's never been where we've gone. I will tell you one thing, let me tell you one thing.
We're standing here today to celebrate how life has evolved.
my face.
From all of our pleasures, all of our pains, from the mistakes that we have made,
from the blessings that we have gained.
So when you ask me what is home,
home will never be where we go. It's never been where we've gone. It's the people that we have lost and the people that we have found. Go ahead and look around. Everything is safe and sound. I will tell you one thing, I will tell you one thing. Hold this down. Na 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 eh. Na 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 eh. Na 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 eh.
Sometimes it may feel like you've lost your voice, that you don't have a choice. But remember, support is found in the friends who are family, family who are just like friends. A round of hands that they love to lend, a trail of thread that can send you right back to your
home. Will never be where we go. It's never been where we've gone. It's the people that we have lost and the people that we have found. Go ahead and look around, and everything is safe and sound. I will tell you one thing, I will tell you one thing, hope is now.
Smile and cheer, there is nothing to fear when our home is here. Oh, our home is here, and now is the time to let time fly by. By having the time, yeah, having the time of our life.
Been where we've gone. It's the people that we have lost and the people that we have found. Go ahead and look around at everything that's safe and sound. I will tell you one thing, let me tell you one thing. Hope is down. It's never been where we've gone. It's never been where we've gone. It's the people that we have lost
and the people that we have found. Go ahead and look around.
Oh my God, that bridge was amazing! Please, 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 please introduce me to Zink. I would literally die for him.
Oh, wow. He'll be so happy to have his own little fan club.
So, is getting tacos at 12 a.m. going to be a slam tradition for you guys?
It should be. But that's going to be a bit of a drive back and forth from Eastvale, considering Evie's got school.
Back and forth?
I was thinking about moving back home.
But what about your new job?
New job? Is this for real this time?
Okay, I know it'll mean a few months before I'm able to find my feet back in Eastvale, and I know it'll mean a few changes for our family as a whole, but I want to be with you guys again, no matter what. But of course, that's only if you want me back, or if you want me to stay here in Inktown and figure things out here, then...
Yeah, I think it'd be good to have you back.
What about Slam?
Well, a little birdie tells me that you and Summer might have been crowned the newest queens of Slam.
What? I'm not even a part of Slam.
You will be. It's only a 3-hour commute, and once a week, so if your mother agrees, you can join Summer in Slam.
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay, but what about you? Are you quitting, then?
Well, I don't want to step on your toes.
No, Dad, you don't have to do that for me.
Really? That's... that's dope.
Okay. Only if you promise never to talk like that again. Please.
Hey, Bo, you never got to perform your poem.
Oh, that's okay.
No, it's not.
We want to hear it.
You do?
Yeah, Dad. I didn't miss Beetlejuice for nothing.
Okay. Well, it's dedicated to you guys.
Oh, for us?
We knew that already, Mom.
Hey!
What? We did. He's
supposed to be a surprise.
Okay, I mean, let's hear it.
Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Beau. Slam has taught me to get in the flow. Poetry saved me when I felt really low. I know even in the storm, I've just got a row. Honestly, I still don't get poetry, filled with weird similes like the heart is like the sea. But this year, Inktown helped me to find my humanity. Even in my job, I've learned to live happily. I know I've messed up once or twice, like the time in Dean's office I stole the last slice. Living far from home hasn't been so nice, and my family is the one who had to pay the price. Not gonna lie, last year was a little intense. Sometimes things in my family are a bit tense. For all my lies, I simply have no defense, but I've learned there's nothing like the present tense. The nights were long and the crickets chirped as I sat outside, drank my beer, and slurped. This season of life has felt like a burp, but with Evie and Amber, life can be superb. So hello, my name is Beau. Life's about more than making the dough. I've learned to love life in the slow-mo. And finally, summer has taught me how to do the woe. The end.
Bravo! Wow.
Dad, not gonna lie, that was a lot better than I thought it was gonna be.
Thank you.
Good job! Hey, maybe we can celebrate with ice cream after tacos. Mm-hmm. Any takers?
Slam, created by Surim Lee and Cassandra Xiao. Produced and directed by Surim Lee. Written by Cassandra Xiao. Starring Ken Westrick, Venice O'Lier, Monique Rangel Onwegbuzia, Axel Avenido, and Talia Henkin. Featuring Logan Kluche, McAllister Silva, Lillian Nguyen, Clay Cromer, James Cromer, Tierra Starks, Hunter Lutzberg, Kira Morris, Phoebe Morris, and Hershey Suri. Intro and outro voiced by Tamron Hodge. Edited by Sydney Sharon. Assistant editor, Olivia Stone. Audio engineering by Kyra Isabella Chen. Sound design and mix by Kyra Isabella Chen. Score composed by Sal Volpe. Theme song by Vincent Lay. Original song, Home Is Now, by Axel John. The full studio version of Home Is Now is available on our website, serumfilm.com/slam, and Axel John Spotify. That's AXLJON. Slam is a production of Lime Train Productions.
And the people that we have found, go ahead and look around at everything that's safe and sound. I will tell you one thing, hope is now. Smile and cheer, there is nothing to fear when our home is here. Oh, our home is here. And now is the time to let time fly by. Having the time, yeah, having the time of our lives. Home will never be where we go. It's never been where we've gone. It's the people that we have lost and the people that we have found. Go ahead and look around at everything that's safe and sound. Let me tell you one thing. Home is now.
Home will never be where we go. It's never been where we've gone. It's the people that we have lost and the people that we have found. Go ahead and look around at everything that's safe and sound. I will tell you one thing.